B-Pod Studios.
May I have your attention, please?
I'm not awake right now.
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You've been waiting on Tuesday?
This is my favorite day.
Really? Tuesday?
That's pretty weird, but...
Whatever floats your boat. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Ready when you are, baby.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Tuesday morning, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. On a, dare we say, wet Tuesday morning again.
It's never going to stop raining. It's never going to stop. Hey. The good news is that I haven't had to try on any of my summer clothes, so I haven't cried in my closet yet.
Oh, the old closet cry.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a chance that because we didn't have much snow that we still need the rain?
I can't imagine us needing any rain right now.
I
don't think so.
I read about it yesterday. I actually did. I and so there was one woman.
You can't go outside.
I know,
you got to read something.
One woman said that the trees and the rivers and the streams are happy. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
People are not.
People are not.
Now, today's the 14th. And as a rule, around here, we're usually in full leaf between the 15th and the 20th of May. It's not going to happen. I mean, look.
Mr. Green Jeans over there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go all farmer on you.
Here, old farmer's almanac.
But I think we're like 2 weeks behind schedule.
What does it mean for the foliage, Lauren?
I think we're 2 weeks behind schedule.
Okay.
Okay. How many? Yeah. 13?
12 of 14 days in May now. We already came off the, 21 of 30 days?
Yeah, and it's 43 degrees.
Yeah.
And you know what? Next Monday, it's apparently going to be almost 80. See what I don't like?
But it never snows on the 4th of July, so don't worry about it.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, yeah, it's going to just go boom, and we're going to be hot, and summer will be here.
Yep.
Okay, well, stuff we got coming up on the program today. Felicity Huffman yesterday.
Yeah. Just a lot of stuff going on. She walks in, she walks out. It's not like she's sentenced. It's all over but the shouting.
Are they real tears?
That's a question. She is an actress.
There's a problem, with the actresses.
But I do feel sorry for somebody in that whole thing.
You know, we can talk about this at Dirty Laundry, but how Felicity Huffman has really done the right thing after doing the wrong thing, and why. Because, and also I want to talk about how one actress is telling us that having babies after 40 is a good idea.
Okay, thank you very much. Now this is
how you feel about that.
This is pretty interesting thing that's going to be happening and starting tonight. Sibling rivalry taken to a whole new level in the NBA playoffs. Two brothers playing for the first time ever in the Western Conference Final against each other. How do parents handle that?
Well, ask the Williams sisters, right?
Sort of like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Look at them. Serena's better.
Hey. Have you seen the thing down in D.C. where they're trying to get a law passed for ordinary citizens can write each other parking tickets?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine Hank with a pen and a paper?
Can you imagine? I'd be living in the penthouse at the new Four Seasons.
Unbelievable. Okay, we got all of this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Plus, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is coming up next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, and we are here to pump you up. Okay, who would you trust for exercise advice?
Me.
Of course, okay.
Because
you're a runner now.
Yeah, she's
that's right, I'm a runner.
All of that sort of thing.
Just found out about it's called a Turkish getup, and I'm like, where are they? Do they sell one at Target?
right.
The
little baggy number.
Yeah, exactly. okay, so in my effort to become the healthiest person in this room.
Wow, way to set the bar low.
You win.
I was reading that there are the three most effective exercises that don't require equipment. They just require you to do them, which is the worst part. Okay, so three. Now, I figure, usually think like sit-ups, push-ups, and jumping jacks
something like that.
Nope. I've learned some things. I know two of them. I didn't know the third. Burpees.
Ugh.
Worst exercise ever. If you don't know what a burpee is, you don't want to know. But
it's not a beer drinking exercise.
No, it is not, no.
You stand, then you drop down and do a push-up, then pop back up, and then jump with your hands above your head and repeat it over and over again until you turn red.
Until you throw up.
Until you throw up.
It's not fun. Second to not fun, and I've done these too, mountain climbers. So you start in a plank position like you're about to do a push-up, but then you bring one knee to your chest and alternate legs and basically act like you're running in place. It hits a bunch of muscles at once. And it's
killer.
Cardio.
It's really...
In
boot camp, we used to call that climbing Mount Suribachi.
It's awful.
Yep.
How many did you have to do? Did you throw up?
You just keep going.
Until
you couldn't move.
Oh.
Maggot!
Yeah, maggot.
And
give me
then
20.
Here's the third one, everybody, and I never knew what it was. It's called a Turkish getup. It's hard to do. You need to practice. Basically, you start on your back. Cool. I'm lying down. That's always nice.
Yep, okay.
Good start.
Take a nap.
Close your eyes and wish that you were thinner. And then with one hand pointed at the ceiling. You're on your back.
You're on your back, right? Okay.
Then without letting your arm drop, you have to keep your arm in place. Roll on your side.
On your side.
Plant one foot on the ground.
Yep.
And rise to your feet. This is very reminiscent of getting up at UMass in the morning and trying to sneak out of somebody's house. But it's harder. plant one foot on the ground and then rise to your feet. And then you can put a weight in that one hand and you keep repeat that. It's bizarre.
But you can't reach down and touch the floor.
No. Okay. It's not like getting up off the floor, like from a sitting position to a stand. You're lying down and you're actually just pushing up. I'll put it up on WROR.com, but it looks like a torturous thing, and I challenge everybody in this room to at least do three.
The video that is it you doing the exercise? Is it?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be.
It's an expert who looks good doing it. I would look like, I don't know. I can't even. It would probably like a hospitalization.
What if you fall and break your nose?
Hey.
You won't, but you could drop the weight in your hand and knock your teeth out.
Well,
which would prevent you from eating, which means you're going to lose weight.
But you go see Dr. Wu.
That's right. So anyway, those are the three exercises that don't require equipment that you can do.
I'll tell you who we
should. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, I know that all the Bruins fans are really, really excited about the big game coming up tonight. You're going to be playing down in Raleigh. What's really cool is what...
JetBlue.
Thank you. JetBlue. JetBlue did a rap on the plane, and they dedicated to the Bruins, and it's called Bear Force One.
It's gorgeous, actually.
It really is cool.
You didn't fly out on that?
I wish I did. I should have taken JetBlue. Both ways. Has the big spoked bee on the back of the tail.
It's
black
really,
and gold.
Really cool.
It really is sharp.
Okay, its maiden flight was down to North Carolina.
Right, and it's got a great name.
So we decided that we should go do a little research on Bear Force One, and voila, the discovery that we have made.
Well, yes, Bear Force One is not only a very bold-looking plane, but it's a group of gay men from from Switzerland, and they have an awesome theme song. You ready?
Yep, let's hear it.
Bear Force One.
All right.
Bear.
This video is amazing.
Reminds me a little bit of the Village People.
They're in pastels, though.
This would be a great introduction video when they come through the fog at the garden.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, it's great.
These guys look like they could be hockey players. They're large and hairy and bearded. And
playoff
very
beards.
Gay.
Playoff
very
beards.
Gay. They're awesome.
They are really great. And I think that the Bruins have their new theme song.
You know, the Washington Post said about the band Bear Force One, finally, there's a boy band for older, hairy, gay men.
You know what? Maybe the Bruins could put a minor league team in Provincetown instead of Providence.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Bear Week takes on a whole.
Are you ready for tonight?
Oh, boy, the Bruins. They can take a commanding 3-0 lead tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals in Raleigh. Puck drops at 8 against the Hurricanes. Sox off yesterday. They host the Rockies in interleague play tonight. Chris Sale on the mound. NBA draft lottery is tonight in Chicago. The Celtics could end up with 4 first-round picks, but tonight the Celts have a 43.2% chance of a top 10 pick. That would be big because Paul Pierce was picked number 10. Going to the Hall of Fame. That was back in 1998. So
why do they do the NBA draft lottery before the championship?
That's a good question, Lauren.
That just doesn't make
sense.
That's
so people don't watch the Bruins game.
Yeah. Wow.
And listen to this. Talk about a high school stud. Linfield native Nico Pesciuto, 6 goals, 3 assists, and a huge high school lacrosse game as Bishop Fenwick beat Boston Latin 23-9. Lacrosse is such a huge sport.
It really is. Thank you, Hank. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Show. So down in D.C., there's some blog makers who are trying to float this idea that would allow ordinary citizens to write other people parking tickets. And I see this and I'm thinking, wow, wow, how wonderful that would be.
I would abuse my power so badly.
Okay, would everybody in here be up for that? Yep, yep.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, though.
Oh, my God. I just the other day at Wegmans, I parked and I walked, you know, a couple of cars down, and a person was parked so unreasonably that I couldn't believe it. I marvel. I'm like, what
were you thinking?
However, Brian Bell has a theory about that.
Okay,
and it's
your
interesting
theory?
Because you might be giving the ticket to the wrong person.
This is why it's tricky. Because have you ever, like, you pull in, you, like, see a spot. Oh, there's a spot.
Yep, okay.
But the person who parked next to the spot parked, like, a complete...
Unreasonably.
You know what.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're all sideways.
That's called a-hole parking.
Well, you know what? I'm still going to park there. So you park there, and then you go in, and you come out, and that person has left, and now you're parked
like the jerk.
Sloppy. That's a good point.
Yeah,
right?
That's sloppy parking.
You know what would be easy, though? You know those people with the very expensive new cars, especially those big trucks and SUVs, and they park diagonal across two spots
so nobody can gouge
their door?
That's a-hole parking.
Oh, boy.
Those people should be double ticketed.
You know, exactly. Because if you're going to do that, just park super far away.
Like, exactly.
If you're nervous, then park far away, and that's okay. But don't be that guy.
Okay,
and it's a guy.
But there's another one, the far away parking. There should be a law. Like, so you decide, okay, I've got a new car. I don't want to get any dings in it. I'm going to park far away. So you park far away, and there's a whole empty parking lot around you, and somebody pulls up and parks right next to you.
Totally happened to me the other day at Wegmans.
Really?
Now, I parked far away because I just felt like walking and getting in my steps. But because my car has a bazillion dings in it. But then I come out, and somebody's parked right next to me. And not just kind of right next to me. Like,
right,
I had to kind of, like, suck in my stomach to get in my car. It was like, what? Yeah, I would give a parking ticket to that person. And they're parked quite reasonably, but I don't care. And I'd be like, you're just a jerk.
How about the parallel parkers who park? You know, first of all, if you can't parallel park, you shouldn't be allowed to drive. Okay?
Well,
it is part of the driving
course. I know, but I have to say, I went through a period when I could not parallel park because I got a car that was too big for my life. So
I understand.
It was very expensive, not just the car, but I had to park in parking garages in Boston. It was
much
awful.
More expensive.
Well, it wasn't too big.
It's the person who takes up two parking spaces, and so that you don't have enough room to get
They don't pull up.
Exactly. You know.
Come on.
Yeah,
pull up.
Seriously.
It would be an awful lot of fun in the wintertime in my neighborhood.
I would just be drunk with power.
Ticket.
It'd be so nice. I don't know.
Of course, it'd be a nightmare for the court system.
Should we just go out and write some tickets today anyway?
Well, you can have those little pads of paper that they sell at, like, you know, paper store. And they have, like, they're just, like, notes that say, I see that you don't know how to drive. Or, like, I see you don't know how to park.
Oh,
it's not
good.
An official thing, but it's a strongly worded note to say that a person has no skills whatsoever.
I think you're onto something. I think that would sell big time.
It does. I've bought them.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is applying for a job at a Bangor dairy farm. When we hear...
Ephus, I want you to take this bucket and stool and go down the barn and milk old Bessie.
Oh, all right. Ephus, having never milked a cow before, decides to give it his best shot so the boss won't find out, only to return nearly 2 hours later completely disheveled, carrying a dented pail and a smashed milk stool.
God's sakes, Ephus, what took you so long?
Well, getting the milk out was easy. What took so long was getting that stupid f***ing cow to sit on that stool.
Oh, my God.
Soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
What?
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so this must be from the Everybody Gets a Trophy community.
I'm a big fan of everyone getting a trophy. You know me. Yep. I was picked last in gym class, so that stuff sticks.
Well, you were horrible.
Well, there was a reason for that.
You're going to be in shape at the reunion.
I play an amazing game of charades. Anyway, there's a school in Ohio that's decided that the pressure to be number one in class is too much, so they are ridding the school of valedictorians and salutatorians. Is that how I pronounce it? Because I don't even know.
You're okay. terms you're not familiar with?
Yeah, terms I am not familiar with. A plus, valedictorian, salutatorian. They'll instead use the Latin honors system, which is like summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude. Allegedly.
Yes, right. Yeah. Okay.
And so they're raising the GPA to 5.0 because 40% of this school's population has a 4.0 GPA or higher, and the students are under extraordinary pressure to do well. They're losing sleep. They want so many advanced placement classes. So they've just decided to take it out of the equation because now this is, I think, an anomaly. You know that
so they're all like super smart.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
I mean, this didn't happen at my school.
Maybe they should teach a class about how to deal with competition.
Well, yeah, right. They should. Yeah, they have meditation in some schools. I don't know which
one. And you
one.
Figure these kids will be going to good colleges and universities where there's even more competition.
Well, maybe they should just teach the kids to suck it up and move on.
You're so sensitive.
Wow, yeah.
Well, the deal is,
I can't believe you're not a guidance counselor.
This is preparation for real life.
I know, but is it? Because I feel like real life is not as, like, high school's way more pressure than real life. I mean,
well, that's because your emotions are not formed yet. I mean, well, you know, you're still
when
growing.
Are yours going to form?
Yeah, I know. So funny. He skipped that grade. I just think it's not about sucking it up. I think there is a lot of pressure these days, more so than when I was growing up. And I think it, for each generation, it gets worse and worse. I mean, different kind of pressure. You know, to get into college, now it's just, it's unbelievable how smart you have to be to go to UMass Amherst. But did not exist when I went.
Well, it sounds like with these kids, it's only because they're all super competitive.
Yes.
Like, it's not like it's a lack of competitiveness.
Yes,
that's
too
causing.
Much. They
like,
swung
know.
The other way.
Yeah. Now, this goes back a couple of years, but in my high school graduating class, we had a four-way tie for valedictorian. And so they all shared.
So they fought it out.
Oh, they fought it out.
Exactly. Everybody behind the school.
It was a duel.
They got knives and had a duel with playing mumbly peg.
Oh my God! Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
It's the best.
Okay, this dirty laundry. We got J-Lo's daughter has an amazing voice. Having babies after 40, Felicity does the right thing. But first, Beverly Hills 90210 made an announcement yesterday on YouTube, and it sounded a little like this. It's all the cast getting ready, and their appliances turning into the theme of the greatest show on earth. Beverly Hills 90210. And the reboot is August 7th. I'm so excited, slightly sad, because Luke Perry is not in this promo, obviously, and not part of the show. But a couple of things. It looks very good. They look amazing, which makes me a little upset.
Is this? Now, I read a thing yesterday that said the show's going to be done a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, because it's going to be the people. They're playing themselves, essentially, looking to reboot the show.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like an Escher drawing, like a show within a show within a show.
Yeah, it's the way kind of Matt LeBlanc did episodes where
yes.
he was Matt LeBlanc after Friends.
Yeah, so they're themselves after 90210.
I got you.
Jason Priestley still looks really good. And Kelly looks great. I mean, No? Oh. Anyway, mark your calendars, people, because August 7th is going to be the greatest day in history. And wow. I don't think I'm overstating it.
Of course. No, of course.
All right, Felicity Huffman was in Boston yesterday. She pleaded guilty. She could get 4 to 10 months in prison. I got to give a shout out to Felicity Huffman because here's the thing. She made a mistake. She did something wrong. She owned up to it. She's going to pay a price. And she's, you know, she's not going to cost the taxpayers any money. She's not going to waste anybody's time. In and out. Let's do this. I'm sorry.
You know, I feel sorry for the whole thing is her daughter.
Yeah, I feel bad for everybody.
Yeah, I kind of felt like Felicity Huffman kind of threw her daughter under the bus.
Well, she just did a bad thing, you know? I mean, nobody's perfect.
Why does she have to make a public statement about her daughter's...
learning disabilities?
Learning problems.
Well, that's no shame in that game.
No,
you know,
of course
I mean,
not,
but like, that's maybe to understand the motive behind this, because it wasn't like she was necessarily being selfish or wanted something. She was worried for her daughter, and she wanted to make sure that she could make this easier, so why not? I mean, I'm not making excuses for her. And she's not even making excuses for herself. She's pleading guilty, and she's probably going to go to the who's cow.
Yep.
But
what are they saying? 4 months to 4 to 10 months or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I hear they offer yoga and weight training. So, you know, she'd probably be.
The immortal words of Tommy Chung, no sweat.
Yeah, no sweat.
Yeah, okay.
Doris Day died yesterday. She was 97 years old. She was pretty amazing. I loved Pillow Talk. And she was really, really good with animals, wanted animal rescue.
She had a rough life, you know.
She was married 4 times. Her first marriage was horrible.
Oh, and the guy stole $20 million from her.
The third husband.
Third husband, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Guys.
Yeah, don't do that.
She had really nice teeth.
She did Beautiful. Have very nice. You know, her son, Terry Melcher, from her first marriage, yeah. although he took the name of her third husband who stole the money from her.
Right.
He was the target of the Manson clan.
Yeah, Charles Manson would have killed him if he'd gone to the right house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that ended up not being the case. So anyway, 97, good long life. Halle Berry is weighing in on having babies because it's important. She had both of her children after 40. And she recommends it because she says you are so much more ready to be a parent after 40 than when you're 20. You know yourself better. You've done a lot of things for yourself selfishly. True. But you're so tired after 40. You're so tired.
Yeah.
And Ooh. Finally, Jennifer Lopez, her 11-year-old daughter, Emma, she has an amazing voice. Listen to her singing Alicia Keys.
How old is she?
11.
Wow.
And that's J-Lo.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Go figure.
J-Lo did a video of a day of her life yesterday, and I watched it, and I...
Even the stars' kids are better than us.
Everything's better. Her abs are better than anything. But she's always walking around in a half shirt, so how can I not notice?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's game time here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. Our player this morning is Bernadine Tucker, who is an office assistant for the Boy Scouts of America, and she's from Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Good morning, Bernadine. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Hey, love your name, Bernadine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hey, I'm a big fan of the Boy Scouts of America. My two sons are both Eagle Scouts, and one of the most fascinating things they ever did in Boy Scouts is they actually learned how to make eggs Benedict over an open campfire. Go figure.
My husband did that when he was a scout.
Of course.
Comes in really handy.
Yes.
Comes in handy every
Around
weekend.
The woods.
Okay. Well, listen, Bernadine, here's the deal. LBF is going to give you 10 rather difficult questions here this morning. Some are bunnies. Some are more difficult than others.
Straightforward. I think you have a really good chance.
Okay. And if you can give us 10 correct answers within 60 seconds, we're going to give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Does that sound fair?
Yes.
Really? Well, then let's play the game.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air.
How many continents in the world?
7 or 8, depending on how you look at it.
What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
How many holes in a full round of golf?
18.
What English king has 6 wives?
Henry VIII.
What was President Yeltsin's first name?
Forest.
Is Raleigh in North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina.
What was Sonny the Bird cuckoo for?
Cocoa Puffs.
Who was the pretty woman in the 1990 film with Richard Gere?
Julia Roberts.
How many valves in the human heart?
2.
Invertebrates don't have what?
Fine.
You have completed all 10.
I think we need an answer on number 1.
Yeah, can you give me an answer on
clarify
number 1?
Clarify on number 1.
7 is 7.
Okay, 7.
Okay,
is
7.
Wow, you did really well.
Right. Extremely well.
I'm really upset because you were one away.
You missed one.
You missed
you
one.
Got
nine.
You only missed one.
You got 9.
Okay, the only one you got one is wrong. Is there are 4 valves in the human heart.
Four
and there are
valves,
only 2 in Lauren's.
Some people think he doesn't even have one.
I'm really upset because he was so close, but I have a question about the continents. What do you mean 7 or 8?
Okay, they have now found that New Zealand is the top of a submerged continent called Zealandia.
Okay.
I think you made that up.
No, I've been watching
from
science.
Game of Thrones?
I think it's from Game of Thrones.
I watch the Science Channel.
Okay, I believe you because I believe you that and then you went back to saying 7 because, you know, we're troglodytes here know what we're talking about.
Do you think man has really landed on the moon?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Excellent.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm really sad you were one away, but we don't walk away empty-handed.
No, we have a fabulous parting gift for you this morning, a $100 gift certificate from Elizabeth Grady Salons. For more information on products and services, visit ElizabethGrady.com. Use that in good health, and thank you very much for playing. Thank you so much for being a member of the nation. We really appreciate it, Bernadine.
Thank you.
Have
super
a great
smart.
Day.
Awesome job.
So, we play this game every day right here at WROR. Bernadine came that close
so
to winning
$1,000
from Century Bank. You could come even closer by playing the game, and all you have to do is register. Log on to WRR.com, and you could be a winner right here at WRO. Well, let's all get together and take a little trip back in time. Oh, here we are. Oh, my gosh. Here we are in the mid-80s.
Listen, I was very excited this weekend when I read a piece in the New York Times. I thought that glamour shots... You know, the mall-based photo stores where you got dolled up and had your picture taken. I thought they'd gone the way of Blockbuster. None left. Well, I was wrong. And happily, I can report that there are 5 Glamour Shots locations in the United States currently.
There were seven
a month ago. But that's how, this is like unicorn stuff, like very rare.
Yep. Okay.
I'm proud to report there are 2 in New Jersey.
Get out.
Yes. There's 1 in Kentucky. There's 1 in Staten Island. Of course there is.
There's
1 in El Paso.
Hmm.
Now, remember Glamour Shots? I remember working at the Holyoke Ball. I was a hostess at Ruby Tuesdays, and across the way was the Glamour Shots place. And the women would go in there, and they pick from all these outfits, usually involved a boa, sometimes a vest with rhinestones. They would always be holding a collar in one of the photos.
Kind of turned up a
little bit.
Yep,
big hair, lots of makeup, the filmy sort of like...
I think Glamour...
Flat focus.
Yeah, Glamour Shots was almost like Instagram filters before Instagram.
Yes, it was basically.
It was like the pictures were shot through gauze.
Oh, it was amazing. It was like you paid like $29.95 for makeovers in the photo session, and then you'd give the photo frame to the significant other in your life.
Did you ever see the ones where they had like
the shoulder,
and they're looking over their shoulder?
Did I see
with
them?
That come hither.
Yeah,
look,
I always wanted
like
one. But
that was a big thing. Like the Medford and Everett, they'd get the Aquanet. They'd go to Glamour Shots, get made up, and give them to the boyfriends. That was big.
That was big.
Though. I feel huge. My grandfather's girlfriend did that. It was nice.
How old was she?
Yeah.
She was like in grandmother-y age. But that's
thought he was
when
dating
you need
a high school girl for a minute.
You don't need a filter when you're 16. You need a filter when you're 60. I get it. anyway, this is the fun thing about Glamour Shots. At the mid-90s peak, Glamour Shots had more than 350 stores, with some in Venezuela, Japan, the UAE, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. Now 5 just remain. But this is the quote from the guy in New Jersey. Yeah. One is in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and one is in Freehold, New Jersey, the town next door to where my husband grew up.
That's where Dave grew up. Yeah.
Yes, the secret to their endurance, we're in New Jersey, he said. We got malls everywhere.
Well, there you go.
He's actually looking to expand to the Paramus Mall and one in Cherry Hill.
Oh, God, I love New
Jersey.
The Lauren and Wally Show. More 80s, more variety, all day, all night. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And the Western Conference, the NBA Championship Series, kicks off tonight. And it's Portland and the Golden State Warriors. So they're the two brothers. Seth Curry plays for the Golden State Warriors. And what's he got now, Brian? He's got three championships.
Steph?
Yeah, three championships.
Steph Curry, Steph.
Steph Curry. And then his younger brother, Seth Curry, plays for Portland. Curry.
Okay. Yeah. That's a pain, just in and of itself, Seth and Steph. Come on.
Well, it's easy for the parents to go to the game, at least.
True.
That's true. They don't have to choose.
So you might be thinking, you know, how do they handle this sort of thing? Well, you know, there's kind of an unusual thing with the Patriots because we have them Courtney twins. And before they played for the same team, you know, their parents actually had specially designed jerseys.
Mama McCourty, she had like a jersey that was kind of split down the middle with, like, when he was on the Titans, you know, one was a Titans jersey, one was a Patriots jersey.
I enjoy those, too.
Yeah, they're fun.
Very much.
Okay. Yes.
You root for the one who hasn't won it yet. That's what you do.
Is that the way you
feel?
Oh, yeah,
like I bet you would do that.
Well, Steph has got three rings.
He's got three rings. Yeah,
Steph needs one.
Well, here's how they handle it. They say before each game, the parents say before each game, one of them flips a coin to see who wears a Blazers gear and one who reps the Warriors.
Okay.
And the ultimate flipping, they alternate flipping each game.
Okay.
So each game before the game, they flip to see who flips first.
What about the boys? How do they handle it? Do they just go in?
Well, I think they have to wear the jersey of the team they play for.
No, I mean how they deal with the pressure.
That would be completely out of place to play wear the other team's
trying
jersey.
To beat your sibling. Although that comes naturally, right? Like
absolutely.
You want to beat.
See, in the NHL, the Sutter brothers, there were six Sutter brothers who played in the NHL.
Now that's amazing.
And the greatest, it was very common for the Sutters to get into a fight with one of their brothers during an NHL game.
Like the Hanson brothers.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Like the Jonas brothers.
Yeah.
And then they would completely forget it, you know, and kiss and make up after the game. Oh,
right.
Hey, nice punch to the mouth. Thank you very much.
Well, at least they were all on the same dental plan.
Yeah. That's
right. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Well, I think I can answer in one simple guess where Hank is going to be at 8 o'clock this evening. Call me crazy, but this is a big game coming up.
Oh, my God. The Bruins, an opportunity to go up 3-0, and then they'd only be 5 victories away from a Stanley Cup championship.
That amazing?
Doesn't happen that often. I'm ready. I'm feeling good. Tuukka Rask, the best he's ever been. And all of a sudden, the Bruins are getting secondary scoring. Their other lines, other than the top line, they're scoring.
Okay.
LBF was just saying that to me.
Yeah, he was.
And how about Grizzly? Matt Grizzlick from Charlestown went to BU. 2 goals last game. Dad works on the Bull Gang at the Garden. Just a great story.
That's cool. That is a great story.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.